All right, we are back, and we are joined by a very inspiring young lady. I'm sure you know a lot of people are running in the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon tomorrow. No big deal. But when you're a person who couldn't even move 10 months ago, this is really miraculous. Joining me right now, Dina Pistangi. How are you, Dina?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I read your story in the Toronto Star today.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get to me, but this story really got to me. Tell folks what happened to you. This happened to you when? Late December last year?
Yeah, late December I started having really bad headaches and shooting pains throughout my body. And they did tests on me for over a week, but, you know, nothing could be found. And then I was dismissed a week later. I went to go home, and the next day I woke up and I couldn't move my right side of my face.
Did you sleep right through the night? You didn't wake up at all? You just woke up in the morning and couldn't move?
Yeah, I was so happy to be finally home after a week in the hospital. And that's when I woke up the next morning. I couldn't move my right side of my face and my right hand. And then so we were like, okay, this might actually be something.
Right.
And I was transferred to, I was brought into the emergency department at Toronto Western, and that's when I had convulsions and eventually went unconscious, and they had to do brain surgery on me.
Yeah, and your parents, you live with your parents, so your parents had to make that decision, right, even though you're in your 20s, because they said, look, you could definitely die if they did nothing, and you had a good chance of dying or having brain damage if they did the operation, right?
Yeah, it was really, because I didn't really know what was going on, but my parents, it was like a horrific time for both my neurosurgeon and my parents to have to make that decision for me. But yeah, I guess they made a good one.
Did they, well, yeah, let's hope you feel that way. Did they determine that you had an aneurysm? Was it a brain aneurysm?
I had two strokes. So one was called a hemorrhagic stroke and one was ischemic.
What do they think caused it?
Well, no one can really say what the cause is. Nothing has been definitively said 100%, but it may have been linked to an acne medication that I was taking that's commonly used as a birth control pill.
You're kidding.
No.
Boy, what a way for your parents to find out you're sexually active.
No. As I said, it was for my skin. It was not for that reason.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. All right. So you were told that there was you wrote a note saying, look, I want to run in the marathon on October 20th.
Yeah.
And your neurosurgeon said, there's no way, this just isn't possible, right?
Yeah. I couldn't really move anything on the right side of my body, but when I started to move my leg and I could feel, okay, maybe this might be possible. I did. I always make goals really ahead of time, and I just made that goal, and so far now it's happening.
So how long did it take you to walk?
Maybe 2 months till I could know that I have my balance back and I can actually walk. And then I actually had my skull removed.
Right.
So
a section of your skull, not your whole skull.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, just a section. So you can actually run before that was put back on,
right,
which was only done in April. So it took a little bit of time. So I only started knowing that I could maybe run for, 5-10 minutes,
right,
in mid-May. So it took a little while for me to actually, know, okay, maybe this is actually going to happen.
How many hours a day were you spending in physiotherapy?
Oh, my God. At least maybe 5 or 6 hours. It was because it's back to back to different types of surgery. So I had to learn how to speak again. I had to learn how to move my right hand again. I had to walk. So it was various different types of surgery.
That's unbelievable. But that's a testimony to really having the will to do it, right? Because if you don't do the physio, you're not going to come back the way you should.
Yeah, I had amazing. I was at Toronto Rehab Institute, and just all of them were.
Hang on a second. Nick, cut the music. I'll make this up somewhere else. I just want to spend another minute with Dean. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just want to say I had amazing physiotherapists and help at rehab.
Yeah, but you got to do it all. You got to have the will,
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and tomorrow you're running in the Scotiabank. Are you running that full marathon?
Sunday I'll run the half marathon. And
what? If I'd known it was a half, hang on. If I'd known it was a half marathon, I wouldn't even have had you on.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Lazy, Dina?
I'll remind you. I'll right. Duly noted for the okay. next one.
Listen, I couldn't even run a tenth of a marathon. Good for you. That's great. So how many miles is a half marathon? That's like 21 kilometers, isn't it?
21K, yep.
Good for you. And have you got sponsors?
No, I just kind of figured I'd do this. I did not ask for sponsorship or anything, no.
Oh, do you have a website or anything where people can go and sponsor you?
No, I didn't even think that. I know, I don't have any of that kind of stuff.
All right, well, I'm going to give you a break here because you did have a stroke 10 months ago. But geez, Dina, next time, get sponsors.
I will remember that.
All right. So how will people know who you are tomorrow or Sunday? How are people going to look for you? Why don't you wear something so we know who you are so we can root for you?
I usually have a colorful shirt on, and I'll be running, I think, with one of the pace bunnies that is doing the 2-hour 30-minute.
Good for you. Give us a call back Monday. Let us know how it went.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dina. Bye-bye. Bye. What a brave kid. Huh? And you can joke with her. That's what I liked about her. She's fully recovered. A couple of jokes. She laughed. We had a good time.